Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
An Erio's original.
Hello, and welcome to Web Crawlers, the podcast where we do a deep dive into some of our favorite mysteries. Each week, we will introduce our topic, lay out our research and findings, reveal some conspiracy theories, and conclude with our own hypothesis. I'm Allie Siegel, and today's special guest is Anne, aka The Void.
Oh, yeah, no, The Noid, but Anne Charlotte.
The Noid, you
see? Yeah, The Noid.
Charlotte.
Anne Charlotte, The Noid is ever present.
you go by Charlotte.
No, I go by Anne Charlotte. I'm sorry.
Anne Charlotte.
I know it's
fucking up already.
I know it's effed up. I know, but okay. It's not a good name for bimbos. It's not a good name for bimbos.
Yeah, no, it's not. I can't do three different names.
Oh my God, that's too much.
That's way too much. So you're from Norway,
yeah,
which is incredible. I had no idea we had listeners there.
Oh my
so
God.
I'm honored.
Yeah, you know what? I don't know about anyone else, but I'm kind of like, I'm the podcast pimp to my friends. So I pimp out information. Sometimes the pods will stick, sometimes they won't.
Sometimes not.
So it's kind of funny. Oh my god! I love listening to more kind of funny, obscure, odd, morbid stuff. I mean,
yeah, I love that, the podcast pimp.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for pimping us out.
I'm pimping
you
out.
We need to be pimped out. Yeah. We owe you. We owe you some money. So
oh my god!
Thank you for being our podcast pimp.
Yeah.
I'm really excited. I just looked at your doc, and this is going to be really, really cool.
I'm kind of nervous reading it, though. Yeah.
Is English your second language?
Yeah. Yeah. You can say that.
I give you so much credit for doing this. So
thank you.
You're amazing.
So are you. Amazing and beautiful and the most perfect bimbo ever.
You're beautiful. I was actually just looking at your haircut. You have a fantastic look and haircut and a beautiful room. So people who are on Patreon will be able to see this gorgeous room and an incredible haircut.
Oh, thank you.
Join the Patreon.
You know what? I actually... I never go to the hairdresser because I just cut my hair myself because I don't like going to the hairdresser. It's boring.
Me either.
Oh, it's so boring. And it's kind of like more fun to like try and do stuff
and
yourself.
Expensive.
Yeah. And I also like had like purple, blue, and like green hair for a while. And then I got so sick of it. So I colored it like a few weeks ago. So it's kind of like, and also cut my bangs. And it's like, so it's a bit fresh. Yeah.
Well, I love it.
I do. The story of my hair.
All right. So I'm handing over the podcast to you.
Oh, thank you.
You're going to do amazing. Don't take my job though.
No.
Tell us, what is our episode on today?
Okay. So, I kind of heard the word spirit cooking, and this is a long time ago. And I was kind of like, so I started to think about what is it? And then I kind of started theorizing myself what it may be, because it sounds actually quite dope. It's like,
yeah, ooh, seriously,
spirit cooking. It's like such a fun play on like everything. And so, I'm going to start reading. Now I'm going to look at my manuscript because I'm not that.
Yeah, no, please do.
Yeah. I will start this segment by reading a poem called Spirit Cooking by Marina Abramović. And some people might know who that is, because she is.
I do.
Yeah. She's quite famous.
Let's see if I know who she is. She's like an artist, right?
She's a very famous, I mean, I'm not a huge fan, I have to say, but I mean,
right.
But she's a very famous performance artist, and she's also kind of provocative in kind of like also a bit cheesy a way, but she got like, because of this segment I'm going to talk about, or this whole thing, this spiel or shtick, she kind of rose to like extreme fame in a way, because then people who kind of is never interested in anything of the obscurity of this niche artist would ever experience on their own, you know? So it's quite an interesting story and extremely bizarre. Yeah. Okay. So this poem that I'm going to read, it's called Spirit Cooking. It's from 1996. Mix fresh milk from the breast with fresh milk of the sperm. Drink on earthquake nights. On your knees, clean the floor with your breath. Inhale the dust. Wash your bed sheets in lemon juice. Cover the pillow with sage leaves. With a sharp knife, cut deeply into the middle finger of the left hand. Eat the pain. Facing the wall, eat 9 red hot peppers. Take uncut 13 leaves of green cabbage with 13,000 grams of jealousy. Steam for a long time in deep iron pot. Till all water evaporates, eat it just before attack. Fresh morning urine, sprinkle over nightmare dreams. Okay. Ooh. Yeah, that's like a this
fantastic reader.
Yeah, but this slams, you know? It's kind of like
It does.
Yeah, it really, and it's funny. It's not like oh damn. It's
no,
like
it's intense.
It's kind of like a very good friend of mine, she told me when she read it that it sounded like an AI would have written it, you know?
It really does. Yeah, it sounds like a bot.
Yeah,
put words together.
And I also made art via an AI app for this poem. So we have pictures we can put out. Like,
oh, amazing! I'll put them on the Instagram. That's amazing.
This poem is a part of an art show that Marina Abramović made in 1996, which encapsulated a ritualistic ambience based in a recipe that also evoked the feeling of deeper meaning. This has made its own conspiracy pipeline that is quite current in the Q era. Ooh, like the Q is like, what the I mean, they're everywhere. It was like, oh my God.
Yeah,
yes.
Seriously.
So an art show that started out as just a pagan set ritual, an act about humanity, a room covered in written words made by pig's blood, a throwaway art show, or in her own word, poetry. It's just poetry. And it's funny. I mean, it's like, you can't take it. You can't.
Seriously, yeah.
ASMR. Bimbo ASMR. A female artist that uses a more provocative way of manifesting the body history and all it encapsulates via performance can be triggering regarding the alt-right and the need for taking everything so bloody literal. It's a throwback to the moral panic in the 80s and 90s. And this also happened in 96, but it wasn't a part of the moral panic in 1996.
Right.
Yeah. It's all a blur and fairy tales get real pretty fast. The weird bit being that many people who are scared by this eat the body and drink the blood of their savior at Holy Communion. The satire is not lost in this case.
Totally.
They really want reality as we perceive it to actually be a battle between good and evil. And the lore of fantasy is real. A peek behind the veil, Buffy the Vampire Slayer might be true.
I wish.
Oh, yeah, I wish. My daughter, she's 19 and she's like, this is so new to her, but she has been binge watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer. So I was kind of like peeking behind that veil when I was looking at it. And I was like, oh, Buffy the Vampire Slayer. They want it to be true.
That's so funny.
Yeah. So
yeah, when I was like 13 years old, I totally thought that I was gonna get like slayer powers. And I like any second I was like, I know I'm a vampire slayer. Someone's gonna come and tell me I'm a slayer. Like I thought it was real. But yeah, there's people who buy into that literally though, like as adults.
It's like the make believe of it all. I mean, the world is pretty amazing without all this. But it's
right.
Yeah. And it is based on some natural way of our human brain. You know, we came up with this. So but
we love stories.
Yeah. And it's kind of portrays the zeitgeist of the satanic panic in a way also, because it Buffy the Vampire Slayer was a big thing when with the satanic panic in the 90s with Damien Eccles and the Paradise Lost.
Yeah, those three boys. Yeah. I can't think of their names. Yeah.
I had a low-key crush on Damien Eccles. And somehow I kind of also when I was looking at Buffy the Vampire Slayer now, I kind of thought that Giles was a bit hot. So I'm thinking,
oh, me too, and Spike. Yeah.
And I'm like, ooh, is there something wrong with me now, because am I getting old because I find him attractive now? Because when I was 16 I was like, no way, he's not hot.
No, yeah, they are hot.
They are. And that's a fact. And then my daughter, she was like, well, he is hot. And I'm like, no, not for you. For me. For
not
mama.
For you, honey.
For mama.
Not yet. That's mama's crush.
Oh, yeah. And I like his style and everything. He's like, he's so cool.
Yes. Hot librarian.
Yeah. Talk nerdy to me all day long.
Yes, exactly.
Marina is known for being quite the bullshitter, and she plays into the ideas people have. She also doesn't take herself or the art too serious, as one should. She's a performer based in reality, but plays on the concepts we as humans have surmised, how we experience truth, not based on the facts, but the perception, the amalgamation of it. She studies all types of environments, cultures, and religions. The rituals we as humans partake in every day, in the micro actions and the bigger life events, are the concept which she invokes in this piece and practically all of her performances. The rituals of humanity encapsulated in minuscule movement. This is a perfect starter for the dough of conspiracy, making that bread fluffy to the max because they need to be extra sour.
Ooh.
That's a pun.
Yeah,
if I ever heard
well said. Yeah.
I'm so failing at the sourdough starter myself. So yeah, okay.
Oh, I never started because I knew I wouldn't do well.
But the start of this story is in 1996 to today's Q's all right ideas is astoundingly absurd, but not surprising. They grasp the straws they can and make it more difficult to navigate the misinformation. And they sure as heck don't want any fun. So how does an obscure art exhibit in a small village end up as some satanic panic lore via Alex Jones? Well, Marina decided later that the spirit cooking party would be decent as a recipe book, a self-help guide in the vein of satire of the movement and also the mystic tradition. This also entered the realm into a real dinner show, a theater, and a dinner for the patrons of Marina. One of these patrons was Tony Podesta, the brother of Hillary's campaign leader.
Oh, my goodness.
You see where it's going? Do you feel it?
Yeah, I do. Now we're getting into
it. Are you getting the gist of it all?
Yes, now we are.
Yes. The email Abramovic wrote to her long-term friend and collector Tony Podesta showed up in a WikiLeaks stash. In the email, Abramovic invited Podesta's brother John to join them at a spirit cooking dinner in her apartment in New York. InfoWars reported what they thought Abramovic's spirit cooking is and concluded that she and Clinton's retinue are straight-up Satanists. Woo!
Oh my God.
I don't know even if the Satanists want them.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think their Satanists are probably like, no, thank you.
No, we don't want to claim
Hillary Clinton.
You keep them. That's not our jam. Okay.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating how you can like.
It's so crazy how these things get started.
Here are some excerpts from the press regarding this bloody mess. Marina Abramovic's spirit cooking, June 28th, 2017.
Yeah, you got it.
Mm.
Yep.
2017. Okay. Now that the election is over, we're looking back at one of the most bizarre topics that surfaced from the campaign days before the election. WikiLeaks released a batch of emails containing a note from performance artist Marina Abramovic to Tony Podesta, brother of Hillary Clinton's campaign chairman John Podesta, and set off a strange chain reaction of accusations that tied Clinton and Podesta to the occult and Satan worshiping from the alt-right. James Westcott, Abramovic's biographer and the author of When Marina Abramovic Dies, writes this post to clear the air. Breaking fake news! Hear all about it! Breaking fake news! Clinton's campaign manager participates in a cult ritual with bizarre Balkan Satanist. Of all the crazy tales fabricated in this election, this one might have been the most insane. Not just the paranoid conspiracy preceded by the alt-right, Clinton's satanic network, but for the fact that a performance artist, Marina Abramovic, found herself tossed into the hollow core of the nation's election news cycle. Enduring decades of obscurity in a tiny art world niche, Abramovic may have been elevated to A-list celebrity after her MoMA performance, The Artist is Present, in 2010. But to now show up on the alt-right's radar is a whole other level of fame. Whole nother level!
Yeah, that's crazy.
And now we get into the timeline of the pipeline. And so I will.
Ooh, amazing.
Yeah. So I will call this the magic of the pipeline.
And just so our listeners know, the following portion you'll be reading is from a book called The Propaganda Pipeline, Hacking the Core from the Periphery by Yochai Benkler, Robert Ferris, and Hal Roberts.
A leaked email appears to link Clinton campaign chairman to bizarre occult ritual, tweeted Sean Hannity at 11:50 a.m. on November 4th, 2016, linking to a radio and online segment on the topic. Hannity, who later removed the page from his archives, linked to a story from LifeSet, the website founded by Laura Ingraham, headlined, WikiLeaks. Clinton campaign chair participated in occult magic. Emails reveal Podesta attended spirit cooking event that has been described as satanic. that same morning, the Washington Times published a story entitled WikiLeaks, Podesta invited to spirit dinner. Hosts known recipes demand breast milk sperm. Crediting the Drudge report as having broken the story.
That is so stupid. Oh my God.
It's like getting more and more insane.
That's so crazy.
At 8:19 a.m. on November 4th, Drudge, under the typically understated headline, Wiccan, Podesta practices occult magic, all in caps lock, had posted a link to a segment by Alex Jones, InfoWars. And,
oh my God.
Yeah, and InfoWars was clearly the source of Hannity's insight, as Hannity's headline doesn't even bother to vary the adjectives from the InfoWars headline. Spirit cooking, Clinton campaign chairman practices bizarre occult ritual. The InfoWars story was built primarily around a post that Mike Cernovich, who is a male supremacy, alt-right, and conspiracy mouthpiece, had published on his blog, Danger and Play, several hours earlier, as well as two posts by Cassandra Fairbanks, then a Sputnik news reporter, who published posts that themselves vowed together. The story began with an email from the set of John Podesta's emails that had been hacked by Russian agents and released on WikiLeaks in October 2016. The spirit cooking email was from Tony Podesta to his brother, John, forwarding an invitation from performance artist Marina Abramović to the spirit cooking dinner at my place. Chernovich, who propagated the Pizzagate story, came to broader public attention when Donald Trump Jr. tweeted that he would have been awarded a Pulitzer in a long-gone time of unbiased journalism. Most of the InfoWars story was, however, indebted to two Fairbanks stories. Fairbanks had apparently started her activism and writing career on the left, protesting the failure to prosecute the 2012 rape in Steubenville, Ohio, and covering Black Lives Matter events. As she told the BBC during the primaries, she had supported Bernie Sanders and was thinking of supporting Jill Stein, but decided in June 2016 that Trump was her candidate and set out to persuade her Twitter followers. In her We Are Change signature line, Fairbanks described herself as a DC-based writer and political commentator. Fairbanks' late night November 3 spirit cooking story mostly described Abramović's performance without much commentary and embedded a video and images of the performance. Fairbanks' story was not written in an outraged tone, allowing the artist's intentional effort to disturb her audience to speak for itself. At 1 a.m., WikiLeaks tweeted that story. WikiLeaks was also the first public-facing Facebook page to share the spirit cooking story.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
The InfoWars story amped up the volume by explaining that spirit cooking was a sacrament in the religion of Thelema, which was founded by Aleister Crowley and involves an occult performance during which menstrual blood, breast milk, urine, and sperm, not poop.
Important distinction.
Yeah. Why do not discriminate the poop?
Yeah, why no poop?
Yeah.
I'm pissed.
It's like, what are used to create a painting to deepen the conspiracy?
Gorgeous.
Yeah. To deepen the conspiracy, the InfoWars story picked up the pizza storyline that would become the foundation of Pizzagate soon after the election. Some are even linking the spirit cooking revelation to claims that the Podesta emails contain code for child sex trafficking that is hidden behind mentions of types of food. The source cited for this proposition was another story by Fairbanks, also posted November the 3rd. Fairbanks story. Internet is on fire with speculation that Podesta emails contain code for child sex. Reported what others were saying rather than making her own claim and ended with the modifier of whether this is the case of confirmation bias or something more sinister, one thing is certain. People really do not trust Hillary Clinton to the point where thousands of people are actually having serious discussions about whether or not she's involved in a child sex ring. First, Fairbanks described the Reddit post connecting the story to the case of Laura Silsby and her Baptist missionary organization. The New Life Children's Refuge, Sisselby and nine of her colleagues tried to transport 33 children out of Haiti to the Dominican Republic in the aftermath of the 2010 Haitian earthquake. The 10 missionaries were charged with kidnapping and held for 3 weeks pending investigation and charging. Their lawyer had requested that Hillary Clinton, then Secretary of State, intervene, but the state department limited its engagement to standard consular services for the situation. A week later, Bill Clinton, who was coordinating the UN relief efforts, made a public plea for the US and Haitian governments to resolve the issue of the 10 American missionaries. Ultimately, 9 of the 10 were released, and Silsby was convicted of a lesser offense and sentenced to 6 months imprisonment. At the time, the Fox News coverage of the event was highly sympathetic, of course, to Silsby, describing her as a 40-year-old businesswoman who thought the children she was trying to help were orphans whose homes were destroyed in the earthquake. In Fairbanks' telling, Silsby was found guilty in Haiti of child trafficking in 2010 after she attempted to cross the Haiti-Dominican Republic border with 33 Haitian children. All but one of the children had at least one living parent and were not orphans.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. 9 others who were arrested along with her were freed thanks to the effort of the Clintons. Fairbanks followed this framing with a pullout of a Mike Cernovich tweet asking, were 33 children for Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein's use? Forget corruptions. These emails expose connections to child sex trafficking. Ding, 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 ding. Here we go.
Yeah, seriously. Oh, my God.
Yeah, this is like getting like from a fucking poem to this. Yeah. It's like, oh, wow.
Crazy.
Yeah. Fairbanks used the Lolita Express story in the conclusion of the piece where she quoted from an interview she conducted with Cernovich. Cernovich added that because of the fact that Clinton's top aide, Huma Abedin's husband is currently under investigation for sexting a minor. And Bill Clinton flew on convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein's private jet, which is called the Lolita Express. The whole inner circle deserves scrutiny. The final strand in the story is pizza, or rather the belief that the use of words that related to food items represent code for criminal sex trafficking. For this part, Fairbanks moved from Cernovich to another alt-right persona, the at Jared Wyant Twitter handle. Wyant is an online persona associated with the alt-right who, after having been banned from Twitter, was warmly embraced by the Daily Stormer for postings such as the media is nothing more than the propaganda arm of our Zionist occupational government. And this is all orchestrated by Jews to topple Western civilization and reshape it in their vision.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Yeah.
Fairbanks used the Jared Wyant tweets as the basis to report that. Theories and screenshots began to swirl, claiming that bizarrely worded emails about food were codes for child sex trafficking. Fairbanks qualified her reporting with, "It's important to note that this originated on anonymous message boards and the keywords were not listed in any of the emails." The first appearance of the term pizza in combination with pedophilia or child sex in this November 3rd Reddit post. "Someone tell me I'm wrong." that's like the headline of the Reddit post.
Yeah.
Yeah. That post listed all various ways in which the word pizza appeared in the Podesta emails and speculated that pizza is a code word for sex trafficking children. The comet pizza aspect of the story was added on November 7th and took on a life of its own. WikiLeaks picked up Fairbanks Abramovich story on November 4th. 7 hours later, the InfoWars segment curated both of Fairbanks' November 3rd stories into a collection of insinuations that the spirit cooking email was tied to occult satanic sex practices and that these were in turn linked to trafficking in children to the Lolita Express and to the use of pizza-related code words to stand for sex trafficking. Oh, yeah, gosh. Every time I'm going to eat a pizza now, I'm just going to think about what this
is. Yes, it's crazy. Yeah.
Amplified within minutes by Drudge, the core insinuation made it to Hannity and the Washington Times. The Reddit and 4chan posts themselves, by contrast, are consistent with models in work that focuses on how alt-right trolls on these platforms experimented with memes that they tried to insert into mainstream media. These were early posts that got out a few hours ahead of the story, and some developed quite imaginative conspiracy theory around pizza party invitations. It would have been standard practice for a well-balanced media ecosystem to simply refuse to touch such a far-fetched story or actively debunk it. It was designed to produce cathartic outrage in its readers and viewers and to be rewarded by clicks and views. When they break news with a fake story about spirit cooking, it just catapults it into some monster that evolved into a zeitgeist of its own. So as it has, you know. And in the end, Marina Abramović gets more famous in the wake of this. And
yeah,
she did, actually. Yeah, I just see it as a humoristic take on the biology of humans. Like, we are combined in this matter when you cook it in the womb. it turns into human. It's not a romantic way of seeing life, but beckons more a gross depiction of the stuff we are made of. Like, also the whole thing on its own is such a perfect definition of the concept itself. Like, how something so minuscule can like get snowball so hard. The meta must not be lost on us. It's perfect satire.
It is perfect satire. It's true.
Le fin. I'm done. The end. Bye-bye. No, I'm sorry.
Round of applause. Woo! So what is this? You watched a video about it?
Yeah, that's like the cool thing. I watched a video about the prep for the 1996 exhibit. We have that has to be posted somewhere, but it's kind of like, yeah, the link to it. I'm going to find it. It's like it's just like a view behind the curtain when they kind of they were in like this small Italian village. So and yeah, and it was like this just this throwaway show. It was like, oh yeah, let's make an like an art exhibit that's not like a MoMA performance, you know?
Right,
like,
of course, yeah,
yeah. Just like keep the art moving, boop 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 boop, and then bibbidi bappidi boop. And then I mean, they painted the walls with the poetry in pig's blood, and thing is that. I don't know. I'm kind of like, I know that what she does is art, and that's kind of like the point of it. And it's not a big deal, actually. She is using pig's blood. We kill pigs. We eat them.
Right.
Drain their blood. Yeah. I mean, it's not wasteful. And I mean, of course it's like, but this is also life. I mean, it's gross in a way also, you know?
Yeah.
So I mean, but the comments under this video, they were so insanely crazy.
Really?
Like, yeah. And they were kind of like, they were like, oh, she's a witch, she's a demon, this is a ritual, this should not happen. She is calling on the devil, and she is it's like they were like, it's like, and then there was like kind of like one it was like, I love this art.
I like it. Yeah.
Like very like,
oh my god, that's really funny.
And then people are conspiring more, you know, like they're like writing their own it's like people are so fucking, I'm sorry, they're
no,
so
it's true.
Yeah, they're so effing dumb.
Yeah. Well, we'll have to post that and these pictures as well. This was so illuminating, and I had no idea that this all stemmed just from this spirit cooking poem.
Yeah.
I had no idea. So this was so crazy. Aunt Charlotte.
Yeah.
Where can people follow you?
Oh, I don't have any social media.
Oh my god, good for you. That's incredible.
I deleted everything. I mean, I am an artist and designer, and like I do.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, but kind of I figured out, you know what? We are kind of manipulated into thinking that we need social media to actually present ourselves. I don't find that necessary at all, because I make stuff, people see it. If they want more, they just contact me. I mean, it's not that difficult. It's like that's a snowball effect on its own. I mean, the word of mouth is still very present in humanity.
Yeah.
Yes.
Pimping.
And
podcast pimps.
Yeah, podcast pimps, doing it for real.
Thank you so much for bringing this all to light. I so appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
This is Allie and Anne Charlotte.
It's the void.
The void.
Or the noid that is ever present.
The void and the noid.
The void,
signing off.
Mostly the noid. Yes, signing off.
Bye.
An Erio's original.
Powered by Acast.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.